Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday the 13th of October. There has been something of a flurry of noise over the weekend in the wake of US President Trump's Friday threat to impose further aggressive tariffs on US consumers of product from China. Both Trump and US Vice President Vance have made conciliatory noises, which suggests that there may be some kind of retreat from the original threat. Risk markets, which had suffered significantly on Friday, have shown signs of recovering. Meanwhile, China's trade data for September showed stronger than expected exports and imports. There was an increase in exports to the United States in dollar terms. While the US is obviously not able to publish data at the moment, the trend recently has the two countries' data showing China selling the United States more than the United States was buying from China. That anomaly hints very strongly at rerouting by China to enable US importers to avoid some of the tariffs. This may also help to explain why tariff revenue collected in the States seems to be lower than it should be. What does this episode tell investors? The main risk may not be the tariff effect, so much as the unpredictability of US policy. One of the hopes for some kind of growth recovery in 2026 is that uncertainty will diminish and US businesses will be able to adapt to the level of uncertainty that does persist. It's not just about trade policy. The US does seem to be firing federal government workers, which adds uncertainty around the strength of the bounce back from the current government shutdown, for instance. If uncertainty is not contained, it might act as a constraint on some corporate activity. However, it does appear, once again, as if a negative financial market response will change at least the tone of US policy. To have both Trump and Vance commenting over the weekend is an unusual degree of focus. Meanwhile, in France, President Macron has appointed a new cabinet. Last week's Prime Minister, Le Cornu, has been reappointed as this week's Prime Minister. A budget proposal is expected on Tuesday. At this stage, the markets seem inclined to shrug their shoulders with indifference to the day-to-day drama of French politics. A risk premium has been priced into French government bonds and is very likely to stay there for the time being. Japanese politics has also provided markets with some volatility, as the governing coalition has collapsed and the junior partner, Kometo, is refusing talks with the Liberal Democrat Party. This raises the outside possibility that LDP leader Taikachi may not be the next Prime Minister. It certainly suggests that if elected Prime Minister, they will be in a weaker position and will have a harder job to pass legislation, which markets had assumed would include additional fiscal stimulus. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.